Frank was a party boy. He was smart enough, but he just didn't do well in school, couldn't focus. I can identify. He came from a wealthy merchant family. In fact, Frank's father met Frank's mother when he was on a trip to France, and they were married and had 8 children. Frank was a free spirit. He was known in the community for his rich boy pranks, but he also had a side that was tender toward those who were in need. One time he even went to his father's store, he took merchandise from it, and he sold it and gave the money to the poor. Later on, and perhaps to escape his father's strong hand, Frank enlisted in the military and a territorial war. He was captured and spent a year as a POW, and then he came back home, but as you know, war changes people, doesn't it? And Frank was changed, not so much physically or even emotionally, but spiritually he was changed. The old party crowd that he'd hung around with didn't appeal to him much anymore. Frank tried, but he couldn't get into being a merchant in his father's business. In fact, his family's obsession with making money was a real turnoff for him. But a closer relationship with God was a turn on for Frank. And so, on a whim, he decided to restore a church that was running down and falling down. Once again, Frank took goods from his family's merchant mercantile business, and he sold that and used the money toward building the church. His father heard about it and recovered the goods. He took Frank home and he beat him mercilessly. Frank's father made him a captive, in fact, in the home, and it was only a caring mother who was able to release him from their house. And when he was released, Frank became a homeless person. He became the laughingstock of their community. He slept outside of this rundown church, but as he did so, his faith deepened. One night in a dream, God told Frank to restore that church. So, true to form, Frank took some merchandise from his father's business, and he sold it to raise money once again for rebuilding that church. Frank's father took him to court to get the money back. Frank said that it was a religious matter, not a civil matter, and so the hearing on this was moved from the civil courts to the bishop. Frank's father won. Money almost always does. And Frank was forced to give back the money. Well, how did Frank respond to all this? A very dramatic moment, if you can picture it. Frank is there before the bishop, the religious court, and he slowly begins to take off all of his clothes. And he took them all off, folded them, gave them to his father, and I said, "I don't want anything that might be yours." He said, "Up until now, I have called you my Father on earth. From now on, I only desire to say, 'Our Father who art in heaven.'" Frank wanted nothing else to do with wealth and business. He wanted nothing else to do with his father. He simply wanted to serve God. And because that's where Frank had found peace, was in serving God. So he took the garb of the poor, a simple brown cloak that was cinched at the waist with a rope. He served in a monastery for a while, but he found that was too confining. Frank was an outside boy. He just loved to be out in nature. He loved interacting with the people of the community. He loved to go on long walks, and as he would walk along, he would make up songs and poetry and hymns in his mind. Frank once again took to rebuilding the local church. This time he was going to rebuild it himself. And so he went around the community and he asked people for a stone. He said, I want to rebuild the church. Have you got a stone you can spare? I wish you'd come to my house. I got plenty around there. He could have gladly had. But he gathered up these stones and he literally started rebuilding the church. The town that once had laughed at him began to admire Frank. He ministered to the lepers. When people gave him money because they thought he needed some, he would take it from them and he would just turn right around and give it to those that he thought were poorer than he was. Others noticed this strange mystical peace and happiness that Frank had, and they wanted it. So pretty soon, here's this Frank who's no money, simple clothing, and there are 11 people, 11 men who are following him around because he has something that they didn't, and they wanted to know how he had it. The church's bishop soon sanctioned Frank's group as an official order of the church. Frank went even traveled abroad. He traveled down into Africa, traveled to the Holy Land. He went to Muslim countries, and he was one of the few Christians who was allowed to meet with Muslim leaders. And there's a legend that one of the Muslim leaders was converted to Christianity by Frank. Though he hadn't pursued education, Frank was a wonderful writer of poetry who wrote prayers and songs. Something that maybe you'll remember him at Christmas. Frank was the one who created the manger scenes using live animals because he loved nature, loved animals as well as people. How was it that Frank came to be known as a person of peace, a person of God's shalom? With the war going on, with the circumstances of family, in the presence of that poverty, how was it that he came to be seen and known as a man of God's peace? He had discovered what Paul wrote to the world about faith in Romans 5. You probably know this verse. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have what? Peace. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Christ, we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. Well, by now, you know who Frank is. His real name is Giovanni, but his Italian father nicknamed him Francis because he loved France so much. Were he alive today, Frank would be his nickname in our time. But Frank lived, of course, in another place, day and time. He was born in Assisi, in Umbria, Italy, in 1181. He died there in October of 1226. Francis Frank has left us many gifts. The Franciscan order in the Catholic Church. He's left us with a love of all natural things that are a part of God's creation. The wonderful hymn that we sang this morning, All Creatures of Our God and King, written by Francis, left us many wonderful things. 2 weeks ago, we looked at the Serenity Prayer, and today, for just a moment, because I see our young people, our choral ensemble, they're starting to come in, so once again, we'll have to cut things short. But he begins this wonderful prayer, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Francis had discovered what many of us have not yet found, that for a person whose life has been deeply touched by God's love, life's deepest joy is being used in sharing God's love. That's where the joy is. When I was studying this week, I was taken back to a moment in my life when I was a young person, about your age, in this church. A group of us had gathered with Gerald Carter, who was the minister of music here. And we had a prayer circle gathered around, and we were taking turns praying. And I hadn't thought of it in so long, but I remembered exactly the words that I prayed out loud then. I was starting to feel a call to God's ministry, a tug that way. And this was my prayer. I said, God, I hate being used by people, but I would love to be used by you. And that feeling and that urge and that peace began to grow within me, and here I am. A seminary professor, David, probably one that we shared, he said in a lecture one day, when God calls us to be followers, we are given a basin of water and a towel, and we are told to serve. That's where our joy is. Now, tell you what, I've got so much more here, but I want to give plenty of time to the young people. I will send something out to you this week by email and kind of tell you the rest of my thoughts on this. But right now, we want to have the Lexington High School Choral Ensemble to come in and share their music with us. And we are very grateful for their being here under the direction of Melanie Rector.
Oh. Okay, I'm not sure which microphone I'm supposed to use, so I'm going to get close to both of them, and hopefully we don't get some feedback. We'll see. Thank you so much for having us here today. This crowd of folks behind me, we had a 12-hour day yesterday, and they were at the Methodist Church at 9:45 this morning, and I was so proud of them. And I can't tell you what a joy it is to be able to go and do my job every day. I have some of these folks in my classes, and they have a concert tonight, and we just have the best kids ever. I really have a lot of hope for our future. My soul's been anchored in the Lord. Yes, there we go. The students you see with flowers is not because we like them better or anything. It's just because they are seniors, and this is actually their last concert with us, and except graduation, so we get to sing for that. I'm going to ask them to come down front. They're going to introduce themselves. Some of them have solid plans. Some of them are undecided, so they're just going to tell you kind of what they're thinking about doing for next year, while everybody else gets in light of the clear blue morning arrangement. I'm gonna start on this end this time.
Oh yeah.
Sorry. Oh wait. Before you begin, this will be our formal benediction. So, once again, thank you for being here today. Wonderful sound.
I wish you could have gotten here earlier. It's really lovely. Yeah. So thanks again. Congratulations to you seniors. I know it's an emotional time. Yeah. So we wish you the best. I'll skip my traditional benediction that I have for you, and in light of St. Francis' prayer, I'll let this be the spoken benediction before they sing our benediction. Lord, make us instruments of your peace, instruments that create the harmony of heaven right here on earth. May the Lord be with you.
My name is Tashawn Black. In the fall, I'll be attending Appalachian State University and majoring in psychology.
I'm Jaden Bates, and I'm attending the University of North Carolina at Wilmington, and I'm majoring in biology.
My name is Devin Burns, and I am going to attend North Carolina Wesleyan College, and I'm going to major in theater.
My name is Lee Anthony Jones, and I'm undecided.
My name is Celia Jackson, and I'll be attending North Carolina Central University and majoring in nursing.
My name is Andy Casados, and I'll be attending NC State University, where I'll major in sport and business management.
My name is Tomas Dumbo, and I am undecided.
My name is Madeline Blackwell, and I will be attending Lenoir Ryan University, where I'll swim and major in nursing.
My name is Emma West, and I will be attending Millikan University to major in classical vocal performance.
My name is Kirsten Harden. In the fall, I'll be attending North Carolina Central to become a pediatric nurse.
My name is Joanna Arias. I will be attending Davidson County Community College, majoring in pharmacy technology.
I think we also have three members from this church. Is that correct? Luke, Madeline, and Charlie. Is there anybody else that I've left out? Okay. This has been my favorite song all year. I'm not going to say anything. Which mic should she use for solo? This one or that one? This one? Or this one?
It's been a long, dark night, and I've been waiting for the morning. It's been a long, hard fight, but I see a brand new day dawning. I've been looking for the sunshine. Turn out fine. Everything's gonna be all right. It's gonna be okay. I can see the light of a clear blue morning. I can see the light of a brand new day. I can see gonna be all right, it's gonna be okay.